Welcome to Wealthy After 40. Ready to ditch debt, retire sooner, and live life on your own terms? Only 54% of Gen Xers feel prepared for retirement, and 22% believe they will live a comfortable lifestyle. So if you're feeling like your finances are a hot mess express, you are not alone. I'm Daylene Higgins, founder of Elevate Finances and money coach for Gen Xers. I reached my dream of retiring at 50 while helping our daughter through college, and now I want to help you do the same. It's time to stop avoiding your finances like the plague and start having confident conversations about money. Join me every week to talk about personal budgeting, debt payoff, saving for retirement, money mindset, and leaving a legacy for future generations. Okay, friends, let's talk money. Welcome to today's episode of Wealthy After 40. I'm so excited to have guest Tara here today. She's a stay-at-home mom fueling her FIRE journey with focus groups. So Tara, tell us about FIRE.
Yeah, so I've always been very obsessed with money from little on up. It's been like I was always a saver. And then when I met my husband, he invested in the stock market, which is something I just always assumed was for like old rich white men, you know. And he kind of got me hooked on that. And it took me a long time to come around to the fact that you can make money. Like, you can lose a lot of money if you're not careful.
Yeah.
Which we did. We've lost money. My gosh, we've lost money. But now I think I'm, you know, especially with this Instagram community, I think I've really come a long way with understanding the best way to make the stock market work for you. So yeah, I've been investing for 13 years now, but it is really only in the past maybe 2 to 3 years that I've started doing it correctly. So yeah. And then I learned about FIRE, I guess, on Instagram. I started actually, when I stayed home with my son, I started trading futures on the stock market, which was very stressful. And I made some money, but I also lost some money. So it ended up it just equaled out in the end. And it was the level of stress it was causing me was not healthy. So I kind of gave up on that, but I did feel very defeated not being able to work. Not that I couldn't work, but we decided that I'm going to stay home and that's like the journey we're going to take. But I still have this like incessant need to make money all the time. You know, so since this trading didn't work out, I was like desperate to find something. So I did find surveys. And it was thanks to someone on Instagram just mentioned it. I was like, huh, you know, I've heard of this, but like, I never looked into it. So I did look into it. I downloaded a few apps and, you know, you take a survey for 5, 10, 20 minutes, they pay you $2. And it was great for a while. I was making like $300 a month, but it was very time consuming. Like I was looking at my phone all day long, which isn't, you know, and then I'm not present. My husband's like, what are you doing now? You know, looking at your phone all the time. So it became, I don't know, more trouble than it was worth. And then, you know, and I'm big on like affirmations and positive thinking. And I just kept saying to myself, like, I need something more. And one day, I don't know, I don't remember who said it or how, what the context was, but the word focus group came across my Instagram and I was like, okay, I'm listening. So I from there just spiraled down like a rabbit hole of learning about focus groups and where to participate. Cause, you know, I think thanks to technology and COVID, I would have to say a lot of them are online now. And because I do live in an area where they don't really do them. I don't live in a big city. They don't do them in person around where I live, like they would in New York City or Chicago. So, you know, I was lucky enough to find a couple sites and I did my first one and I thought, oh my gosh, I just made, I think it was like $125 for an hour of my time. And I was like, mind blown, like game changer. And so I slowly weaned off the survey apps and just started doing these focus groups. And I mean, it was incredible how much it changed. You know, now I'm spending a couple minutes here and there filling out screeners And then I can put time, as you know, I can pick whatever time I want to participate in these focus groups, and which is usually while my son's napping, like he is right now.
Yeah.
So it really freed up my time. I was able to be more present with my son, and I'm making like a lot more money per hour than I was with the surveys. So it all just kind of, and I do believe that my husband and I have a joke. When things happen that I want to happen, he goes, "You did that with your mind." I'm like, "Yeah, I did. I did that with my mind." So I do, you know, yeah, I'm a firm believer in like, just if you want it enough and you believe that you have it, you know, it's going to come to you in some form. And it did. And I feel really lucky that I get to do this. And I love it so much. I mean, you've seen my page, so I'm just like constantly talking about it. Maybe I'm annoying to some people, but I don't care because I am very passionate. I see a lot of like affiliate marketing people who are like, "Oh, I make $40,000 a month. Well, it's so easy." Like, no, it's not. If it were that easy, everyone would do it.
Yeah.
You know, and I feel like I maybe give off those vibes sometimes, but it really is that easy. And I'm not claiming to make $40,000. Like I make, you know, usually over $1,000 a month, which I think is, you know, attainable for most people. I have a few people that have signed up with my course and they make, you know, $500-$600 a month, and they work full time on top of that. So it's, you know, they're not doing it like I am, but they're still making decent money doing it.
Yeah, I love that. So tell us, like, what are the focus groups looking for? And, you know, when you're spending that time, like, what are they telling you? What are you telling them? That type of a thing.
Yeah. So you fill out screeners. That's the first, well, the first step is signing up on all the databases. You know, so there's a couple good ones out there. Respondent, User Interviews are two of my favorites, but I'm on over 70 databases. So they will either email you a screener or you go on their website and fill out screeners. And that's just essentially a short survey to see if you qualify for what they want to talk to you about. Yeah. So you fill that out, you get in, if they think that you're a good fit, they'll text you or call you, and they'll just have you pick a time to do that. Or sometimes they rescreen you or ask you more questions, but, overall it's a relatively, you know, short process, maybe a total of 10 minutes between the screener and a phone call or something like that. And then you just agree on a time and you do something like this where you are on Zoom and you just talk to them. And the beauty of it is like, you don't have to be an expert at anything, you know, unless the screener is for, because you're an expert in something. But, you know, a lot of times it's just very opinionated. They want to show you a website that they're working on and they want your feedback. You know, does this work? Does this make sense? And my favorite part is you get to just tell them exactly how you feel and they love it. I've told people, I'm like, "I don't love this at all. You know, like this is bad." And they're like, "Great. Thanks for the feedback." They like really like that. So it's a crazy shift, especially if you are in like a customer facing role where you have, you know, customer's always right. You can't say can't be mean. You can't say things that aren't appropriate. And, you know, a lot of times I'm just like, "Yeah, no, you're barking up the wrong tree here with this idea." And they love it. They eat it up. So it's really fun.
Wow. So, okay. How many, how many screeners are you filling out? And then how many actual groups are you being admitted to or okayed in?
So I've actually done an experiment because I get that question a lot. So I took a whole week and I did an experiment because I didn't know. I was like, "I don't know. I just fill them out." And I recorded how many times I was filling them out, about how long they take to fill out. So the week that I did it, I filled out an average of 13 screeners a day. And each screener, I mean, it varies, but I would say they're never longer than like 10 minutes of your time. And that's really long. Usually it's like 2 or 3 minutes to fill one out. And then I would say on average, I get picked for 10 to 15% of the screeners I fill out. So, you know, you don't get picked for everyone. Sometimes you know, that'd be great, but you don't. That's the reality of it. And obviously, the more you fill out, the higher your chances of getting something.
Do you have a favorite one that you've been a part of?
Yeah, I have a couple favorites, but I think Respondent is probably the top, which is interesting because it's my favorite, but it's also like not my favorite at the same time because they limit you in the number of screeners you can take each day. Which is the only site that I'm aware of that does that, which is kind of a bummer because if you fill out, you know, I get three screeners a day. If I fill out all three and I see a new one, I'm like, oh, I want to fill that out. I got to wait until my screeners repopulate. So that's, I hate that about it, but you have, so in that regard, I have to be strategic, but they do have really good, they have, I think the most available screeners and also like probably the best payouts as well. So it's kind of, it's like, that's why it's my favorite, but it is kind of limiting sometimes, which is a bummer, but, it's still one of my most, my highest paying.
So the quality is there and that's probably maybe why they limit it. Right.
Yeah. I think they limit it just to give everybody a chance, you know, which is fair for them. You know, I get that.
So what is your strategy? Like if you only get three a day, do you look and you know, look through several of them and then choose or?
Yeah. So I would, yes and no. Like sometimes I just go on there and refresh the page and see what's available. I will be strategic where I say, okay, well, I'm probably not going to qualify for this. You know, they want a different kind of person. So I just don't even bother. Whereas if it were on another platform, I may just go for it, but I don't want to waste a screener on something that I probably won't qualify for, or same with my time. If like just this morning I saw one for $25 that I thought I would be interested in that, but it was for an hour. And I'm like, no, that's not worth my time. That's not worth my wasted screener. I try to make at least $1 a minute. So if it would have been $60 for an hour, I probably would have taken the screener, but I just said, no, I'm not even going to waste my time with that.
Oh, I love that. I love that. Yeah. And let's go back to your course, because I remember seeing it on your page and you mentioned it. So tell us about your course. Tell us where, you know, if anybody's interested in it, where they can find it.
Sure. Yeah. So my course essentially is, there's a 15-minute, I would call it like a PowerPoint style presentation where I just kind of give an overview of what focus groups are, how they work, and kind of give my tips and tricks on how I'm successful. And it's really just the things I wish I knew when I first started. And, you know, it gives you just a kind of a guide to understand how to go about doing it, what I consider the right way. so you're successful right out the gate. And then along with that, I have a list of over 65 of the databases that I use. And when you do purchase the course, you get access to my close friends on Instagram. So anytime I find a new study site, I put it on there and everyone can get the new site right away. So I think the value is really in, the most of the value is in the list. But if you are really truly just starting out, because I do sell the list by itself for people who have done this before and they know what they're doing. But if you are just starting out, the course is really valuable too, to kind of get you, you know, moving on the right foot. But you can find that on my website, which is focusedonfire.net.
Who would best fit Focus? I know you talked about some people were working full time and doing it, but is there a type of personality that focus groups fit better for? If somebody's looking to create a side hustle and they're like, okay, do I want to do focus groups or do I want to go dog walking? I'm just going to throw that in there. It's like, sure. What does that look like? So
for me, the focus groups, I've looked in all avenues. I've done the Rover thing where I thought, oh, maybe I could pet sit. You know, what it came down to was my time. And I don't have to leave my house to do this. I can do it in my pajamas. I can do it, you know, while my son sleeps. So I think as far as personality, I go back and forth on that because I consider myself introverted, but also extroverted. So in social situations out in the world, I'm pretty introverted, especially around people I don't know. Well, mostly around people I don't want to socialize. I'm not very social, but when in this realm, I'm like all for it. And I've had people tell me that because of focus groups, they're coming out of their shell. They're becoming more extroverted. They're able to more easily express themselves and their ideas. Which was really cool to hear because it made me go, wow, yeah, I feel like that's happening with me too, where maybe before I would have struggled to, you know, continue to flow and talk about a topic where now I just keep going. And I feel like sometimes they're like, okay, that's enough. Thank you. We got everything. But yeah, it's, so I would say, you know, if you really dread talking to people, period, if you're very introverted, maybe it's not the best thing for you, but there are studies out there that don't involve talking to anyone. There are diary studies where you can just kind of fill in the blanks. Like they ask questions and you just answer them, whether it's through typing. Sometimes they'll do videos, but sometimes that's easier to just do a video by yourself that you then submit to someone. So I would say they're for everyone, definitely. And especially just anyone who wants some extra money. I mean, the amount of money I make every month is, I mean, gosh, it's a mortgage payment for some people. It's a car payment. So just having that extra cash flow, it can be game changing for people. I mean, it helps me. It gives me a sense of purpose. And I hate saying that because I feel like it belittles the fact that I'm home with my son. But that in my mind was never the plan. I was always going to work. And then with COVID and everything, it just made more sense for me to stay home. But I still miss it. I miss working. I miss the camaraderie. It's hard to be at home all day with a 3-year-old and that's your only company, you know? Yeah. So it's nice that in the middle of the day, I get to have these conversations with adults. I get to express myself. I get to, you know, it's like therapy for me to kind of have that adult time with away from my son and not just kind of feel, I don't know, I don't want to say the word useless, but sometimes that's how I feel. Like I'm just sitting around going, well, what am I going to do with myself? And this makes me feel productive. It makes me feel like I'm helping and I get to make money by just giving my opinions to people. It's really the simplest thing.
Thank you for sharing, Tara. And before I let you go, I have one question because I know you're on the FIRE journey. Mm-hmm. What keeps you? I always get this question from individuals. In fact, on the reel I shared last week about myself reaching financial freedom, right? And saying it can happen. Everybody's mm-hmm. like, how do you stay motivated? So I know you're still on your journey. How do you stay motivated to keep striving for that fire?
It's really easy for me because, again, I'm just obsessed with money. And I think what will be most difficult for me is when we achieve financial freedom. I almost won't have a purpose anymore. Like, well, I don't need to make money anymore, but I probably still will. I probably will still do this because it is just part of me to make money and watch it grow. So I think the biggest motivator though is my husband doesn't want to work anymore. He wants to retire early. And I think my parents, I see them still working. They should be retired. And it's kind of like, I don't want that. I want to be able to see the world and I want to be able to travel and do all the fun retirement things, you know, while I'm still young enough to do them. Yeah. I don't want to work until I'm, you know, 70, 75 years old. I don't want that. And I don't want my husband to do that either. So that's, I think, my biggest motivator is just reaching that point of, you know, time is over money. You know, we want to have that time to spend with our son together doing the things we love versus, you know, working for somebody else.
Awesome. Yeah. Well, thank you for that. Where can listeners find you?
So I'm on Instagram at Focused on Fire. And then again, my website is focusedonfire.net.
Awesome. Go connect with her. Go find you a new side hustle, whatever it is. And I thank you for being here today, Tara. And listeners, we'll see you next week.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for listening. Every week, my goal is to help you get one step closer to financial freedom and making confident decisions so your money starts working for you. Having a community of support is important to your financial success. I would love to have you join me in my free Facebook community, All Things Personal Finance. Inside this group, every live training, action challenge, and posts are filled with tips and strategies to help you progress to financial freedom. If you have questions from today's episode or want to learn more, follow me on Instagram at Elevate Finances. If you're looking for personalized support to get your finances on track, check out my website at elevatefinances.us to learn more about how I can support you with one-on-one coaching. Thanks and have a wonderful day.